Now I'm joined by Louise O'Reilly, TD, to talk about a number of health service issues, winter initiatives plus extra beds, possible industrial action for Irish nurses in a couple of weeks' time, and the Health Minister's failure to implement the Dáil's decision on National Maternity Hospital. So a very good morning to you, Louise, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Johnny. How are you?
Very well. How are you doing?
Oh, good, good. All busy here in the Dáil, you know yourself.
I know. I know you're stuck for time, so we won't delay. We'll fly through this and cover as much as we can. So first of all, Louise, just tell us a bit about the winter initiatives for 2018 heading into next year.
Well, I wish I could tell you about the winter initiative, Johnny, but they haven't published it yet. Unfortunately, we're still waiting on it. So if we look across to our neighbours in England in the NHS, they published their winter plan in early September. And here we are, nearly 500 people on trolleys this week, I think it was on Tuesday this week. And now we still don't have a winter plan, and we're heading into December. It's very disappointing. We had the HSE at the Joint Directors Health Committee last week, and we asked them about it, and they tell us that there's all sorts of processes in train and that, you know, something's going to happen. But as yet, we haven't actually seen the winter initiative. We haven't seen the winter plan. They've made one announcement, which is that there will be 550 extra home care packages available. And I was talking to one of your colleagues about that earlier on in the week. That's not even that's not going to make much of a difference at all when you consider that there are over 6,000 people waiting for home help hours. So an additional 550 just for winter isn't really going to help. So when you add that to the fact that RTE were reporting this week that there's 147 beds that are closed, as in just closed, the beds are physically there, but there's nobody to work at them. We are facing a very, very serious winter. I think the other thing to note for yourself and the listeners is the INMO yesterday published figures that show that the trolleys across the state, that's the number of people waiting already, has hit 100,000, and it's not even December yet.
That's incredible, isn't it?
I think they're calling it the worst year on record. I was speaking to one of their officials yesterday, and he told me that this time last year, so by the end of December in 2017, they had just about come in under the 100,000, but it's still November and they've managed to hit that figure. It's chronic. It's absolutely chronic.
Yeah, actually, that's an all-out record. Would you agree, Louise, that this is the prime result of our recruitment and retention crisis?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, your listeners will know, and you'll know yourself, this is something that, as Sinn Féin health spokesperson since I was elected, I have been working hard to try and resolve. I mean, I'm not in the business of just bashing the government for the sake of it. We put forward solutions. We want to work with the government if we can in order to alleviate the crisis. I mean, I represent people who are affected by this crisis as well. I want to see it addressed in a meaningful way. And yes, we hear the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform coming out at the weekend saying to nurses and midwives that if they go on strike, that there will be penalties. What he should be saying to them is, please come in, I want to talk to you. Now, that doesn't mean that the nurses and midwives get everything that they're looking for or that the government simply roll over, but it means they treat them with a bit of dignity and respect. They bring them in and they actually talk to them face to face, and that's not happening. That's very, very regrettable.
Okay, and just to talk about last year's winter initiatives, I'm sure some of them will still apply for this year. Like we have the GP out of service hours through GP co-ops that's partly funded by the HSE. There was also a mention of special injury units for the likes of fractures, dislocations, sprains, wounds and so on, that are unlikely to need hospital admission. And I believe there's only one in Dublin, isn't there? It's the Mater Smithfield Rapid Injury
Clinic.
That's
right, the one in Smithfield. And the minister was talking about having these things, he's calling them winter clinics. Now, that to me sounds like something you bring your car to get winter ready. But anyway, that's neither here nor there, I suppose. But we haven't seen as yet where these minor injury units, if they are going to be opening them, where they're going to be. But more importantly, just to go back to what we were just talking about there now, we don't know who's going to staff them. So, you know, and the other thing I found out yesterday from speaking to the INMO is there haven't been any discussions with the staff. about are there going to be any changes? Are staff going to be rostered to different areas? You know, there hasn't been any face-to-face discussions with the staff about winter planning, and we're nearly into December. That's, you know, it's very, very worrying. I mean, we do need to have an extra push at winter. We know that. But actually, the highest trolley numbers recorded for this year were recorded in March. They were actually recorded around the time of St. Patrick's Day. And that was when the trolley figures hit the highest that they have ever hit since they started counting them. It was 746 people on trolleys. So it's important that we recognise that there are challenges for winter and that we, you know, can address those. But it's actually even more important that we realise that this is an all-year-round crisis. This is not something that's just happening in an isolated basis. This is happening all year round. It's not just a winter thing. Of course, there's special challenges in winter and we have to deal with those. But actually, this is a crisis that lasts now for 12 months of the year.
Absolutely. And moving on to the possible industrial action for nurses and midwives, this is all about pay in order to tackle the recruitment and retention crisis.
Well, pay is very central to it. But I mean, I think, you know, when I spoke to the officials from the INMO yesterday, what they feel very clearly is that they are being left out, that they're being sidelined and that they're being ignored. They're working short. They're short-staffed. Every single ward in most of our hospitals is short-staffed at the moment. They're short in nursing staff, which means that the staff who are there are getting burned out. Then we have in the private sector, private hospitals and nursing agencies are offering the staff more money. There's a shortage of nurses and they're offering the staff more money. So they're actually leaving the public service to go and work in private hospitals and to go and work in nursing agencies, which is not what we want at all. We want them working in the hospitals. So pay is absolutely central to this. I mean, I was told a story yesterday which would be familiar to some of the people that are listening, but if you go into the car park in the Mater Hospital at 5:30 or 6 o'clock or 6:30 in the morning, you'll see quite a number of cars parked there with the engines running and people who are asleep in them, and that's nurses who are getting up early in the morning to avoid the traffic, who can't afford to live in Dublin, so they're having to commute very long distances. They can't cope, obviously, with the Dublin traffic. So they're coming in early, early, early in the morning, long before their shift starts, and they're sleeping in their car for an hour or two before their shift starts. Now, that is something that really, that should be a wake-up call to the government. Not only are nurses not paid enough, but they are not being paid enough so that they can live in Dublin. And we need nurses to work in Dublin hospitals. All of the Dublin hospitals are short-staffed, but they can't afford to live on their wages. So, I mean, if that doesn't tell you something. So Sinn Féin believes that not only should we look at the issue of nurses' pay, that's really important, but we also need to tackle the high cost of living. So rents are out of control. You know, if you want to pay for your utilities, your electricity, all of that's increasing along with your car insurance, you know, and their wages are not able to meet the demand. So if you're someone, a young nursing graduate trying to rent a house or rent a room in a house in Dublin, you're going to find it very, very hard to make ends meet. And a lot of these people are forced to live far outside of Dublin, commute long distances into Dublin. So they're coming in very early in the morning to avoid the traffic, but they're actually sleeping in their car in the car park at the hospital and then going in and doing a shift. I just think that is absolutely outrageous. And I think if we don't address the issue of nurses' pay, the same as we address the issue as the government addressed the issue of Garda pay, you know, in the last 2 years, we are going to see even more of our nurses lost. They're going abroad, they're going to work in the private sector, or they're leaving the profession altogether, which is the biggest shame of all, because these are very well trained, qualified, competent people who we really, really, really badly, desperately need to work in our health service.
Okay, so all members have been voting to proceed with industrial action in the last 2 weeks, and they have until the 13th of December next. Is that right?
They have, right. And I think that might even be extended because there is such a demand for it. The nurses will tell you themselves they have never seen a turnout like it. It's likely to be the highest turnout in any ballot that the INMO have ever held.
Right,
and that tells you something.
And they're saying
how strong the feeling is.
Yeah. And they're saying that the dispute may involve 24-hour stoppages in all hospitals. Am I right?
Yep. But that's what they're saying. And I can tell you, Johnny, before I was elected, I represented nurses. They are the last group of workers in the world that want to go on strike. I can tell you that now. The last thing they want to do. But this government are leaving them with no choice. You know, I mean, Fine Gael are in government. They're propped up by Fianna Fáil. Both of those parties need to take a good, long, hard look at the health service and look at the people who are the backbone of the health service. And that's nurses and doctors. And nurses and doctors are the ones that are preparing to take industrial action. They are the ones that are least likely to ever take industrial action. These people are hardworking, dedicated. They want to be just paid a decent wage. Nobody goes into to nursing to be a millionaire, you know. That's not what they do it for. They do it because they have, you know, they want to make a real difference because right. they are interested in, you know, in caring for people and helping people. And also, let's not forget, these young graduates, they have a Bachelor of Science degree. They're highly educated young men and women, and the health service is sending them the message that we just don't want them, and that's not good enough.
No, in fact, we discussed it before, and we briefly touched on the fact that a Dublin bus driver earns the same money as an Irish nurse. Anyway, what's your view on this, Louise? Do you feel an all-out strike will go ahead, or would you expect a compromise?
I think the government would be very foolish not to take this opportunity to have discussions with the nurses directly face to face. I think Pascal Donoghue needs to sit in a room with the representatives of nurses and midwives, and he needs to have a talk with them. But I tell you this, if the government do continue to do what they are doing, which is to basically fob nurses off and ignore them, then there will be a strike because they will actually be left with no option.
Okay. So moving on to the Doyle decision on the National Maternity Hospital, which we all know is Holles Street, and a decision was made by the Doyle in relation to the ownership and operation of it. It seems that well over a year ago this decision was made. So have the government made any recent announcements regarding the issue?
The government, they haven't taken any action, but what has happened is a campaign group has been established to make sure that our maternity hospital is kept in public ownership and is run only on the basis of what is medically correct. So, you know, there is a fear that the that somehow that because the church owns the lands on which that the hospital is going to be built, that the hospital will have to conform, the new hospital obviously near St Vincent's, that will have to conform to a particular religious ethos. So what the Dáil has said by means of a Sinn Féin motion is that shouldn't happen. So we know that the minister is still in discussions with regard to the governance arrangements for the hospital. But I can tell you now, and that there's a very, very strong campaign behind this, that will not be tolerated. People want the hospital to be simply run as a hospital without any moralising or any religious ideology. They want it to be run as a hospital and run by doctors in the interests of patients, rather than in the interests of any particular ideology. I don't think anybody wants to see that.
So you mean to be owned and operated by the state and to be shaped only by modern medical standards and principles?
Exactly. And right. to be run only on the basis of those guidelines and not on the basis of any religious theology, free from influence. So a doctor can simply do his or her job without having, obviously in line with their own medical ethics and guidelines, but without having any recourse to, to religious ideology, which has no place in our medical system.
Okay, so you are seeking a meeting with Minister Harris about about implementing.
I'm worried about this. I'm worried about this. I want to make sure that the minister understands that the Dáil expects that the motion will be fulfilled in full.
So, Louise, we leave it at that because I know you are very much caught up for time, aren't you?
I am indeed. We have business in the Dáil this morning that I have to attend to. So I'm sorry to have to cut it short, Johnny, but, I'm always glad to talk to you whenever I get the chance to.
No, we covered everything and it was absolutely wonderful. And again, thanks, Louise, for taking the time to
Thank
be with
you
us
very
today.
Much.
So all the best to you. Take care and have a great day.
And you.
Bye-bye. All the best. Now, that was Louise O'Reilly TD talking about health services initiatives, which are not exactly in place this year yet. Also, possible industrial action for Irish nurses and the Health Minister's failure to implement Dáil decision in the National Maternity Hospital.